You may be seeing less green grass around as Governor Cox asks Utahns to cut back on their watering habits in a press conference on Tuesday.
Our snowpack this year was dismal and hasn't refilled our streams and reservoirs as we would normally expect. And with less water entering our lakes and reservoirs, we absolutely need everyone in this state, regardless of where you live or what you do, to conserve water.
As part of this executive order, Cox says that state facilities will be reducing their waterings to twice a week in northern Utah and 3 days in southern. He asked those in residential areas and businesses to follow suit with those watering practices.
Our purpose here today is multifaceted, but one of those is to make yellow lawns great again. And we want to let people know that it's going to be okay to have a yellow lawn this year. We want all of our friends, HOAs and cities and towns, to know that this is one of those years where it's going to be okay. Your lawn will be okay if it's yellower this year.
Outdoor watering accounts for 60% of residential water use, with an average quarter-acre plot of land using 3,000 gallons of water during a watering. Utah Department of Agriculture and Foods Commissioner Craig Butters says farmers and ranchers need to find a way to adapt to low water reserves.
Our producers are spending millions of dollars on their lands to conserve water. Planting crops that are more drought-resistant is also another thing that our farmers and ranchers are doing, and also using grazing techniques to help preserve the land and water.
Cox says water decisions are made on a local level, but the legislature is looking for broad ways to incentivize water conservation. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.